didn't know Madge Weinstein was on our server.
I didn't either.
So I wrote something today. I was like, what? What? Here's the thing. How are you paying for Zoom?
With money.
Not what I meant. Are you paying annually, monthly, what?
Monthly.
So if you want to cancel your monthly, you can have my account because I apparently paid it annually and it's good through June of 2021, but I don't need it. It's like I don't do group calls anymore.
I'm not either, really. I'm just doing this thing that we
do. That's
what
I'm saying. Right, so you should just drop it because this will be handled in the free stuff and then we can just use mine. If you want to host any big parties or whatever, you can just use my account.
Okay. Yeah, I can drop it because I am. You're right. I mean, I'm not you. Well, the only one I do is But First.
You can use my account. I don't do anything.
That'll be a few more weeks, but yeah, I could. Because it's 40 minutes if it's over two people, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, I'm paid up through July of 2021. Oh, you know what else? Actually, Archer also has an account, so Archer could do your butt first.
Not only am I paying for that, but I added the webinar, which I've got to go in and cancel because, well, I can just cancel everything, I guess. But webinar was only for the event, and I'm still paying for it, even though.
Madge had a pod discussion on Discord video with her European Drag recap show. She's looking for better methods to record
this
audio
is one of those,
with
collaborators.
Though. A technical topic. The problem, you know what the problem is recording audio for collaborators. You know what the problem is? Adam, do you know what the problem is?
Recording audio for collaborators? What?
Getting like, all right, so let's say that
I'm confused. Like, what are we talking about?
Just talking about, all right, so I want to, you know, do an interview with someone who I think is interesting or whatever. Do you know what the biggest problem with good audio quality of doing that interview is?
The person you're interviewing, right?
Correct. The person that you're interviewing. It's just like, you're really at the mercy of whether they have anything remotely decent to talk to you on. And you have to be a cunt about it. You have to be like, I need you to wear earbuds or headphones and you cannot be playing me over your speaker on your laptop. It's like, if you're going to talk to me on your laptop, I need you to lean closer to the laptop and I need you to wear earbuds and not, you know, so that's why. Now you know the rest of the story.
Gay gossip
with two geeky gays.
The podcast. Nice thing is, you know, it's not that expensive to get into it. Like, if you can get them somehow a USB mic, like a Yeti.
Well, yeah, you could. You can. I've heard some like NPR podcasts and I don't know podcasts. I don't know where I heard it, but probably yes. NPR. Where they will put together a little kit, and then when they're going to do an interview, they'll mail the kit, and it would like include a laptop.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Mic, no, but I'm talking
instructions for how
I see. Her issue was syncing, et cetera. Well, the trick to syncing audio is always have a master track. It's like I have a master. You have a master track. It's like we always have a master track, which is everything. As it was heard, that we don't actually use for the final product, but it helps you to sync up the audio between the two tracks. So that way I can throw in my master track there, and then if I...
Or you just do like the Pod Is My Copilot people, and you just go one,
yeah, but
two,
the problem there...
Not really.
And you well know the problem there, right, is... all right, so the...
I well know, yes.
Well know. We could talk about it on the show if we wanted to. But yeah, there's a lot of tricks that we've learned over the past decade. Like number one, don't ever use compressed audio ever. It's like when, as soon as you compress it, as soon as you, you know, compress it down to an MP3 or whatever, good luck on ever syncing it back up again, because everybody's computer compresses MP3 slightly differently. Like we're talking, milliseconds, but it used to be that Adam is in my track. Like if the show got near an hour long, it would be off by a second. You know what I'm saying? It was just like,
but it wasn't even, cause we've never edited in MP3, but there's some recorders, will drop, for lack of a better term, will drop packets if there's silence.
Yeah.
They'll either try to be helpful and shorten it for you or just think, oh, this is not important.
She discussed that WRT recording interruptions, etc. I don't know what WRT means. All right, so I'm going to have to, I'm writing this down.
I feel like I've seen WRT somewhere.
1504 at 21 minutes.
Also, where...
Oh, with respect to recording. Okay, no, I'm going to listen. Gave her some suggestions about what I thought the problem was with her microphone, and she ended up just buying a new microphone. So maybe I can redeem myself by giving her some. Hey, Adam, what do you think of that lovely, AIFF is uncompressed. Yeah, the real thing is that you need to make sure that both recorders record in the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like Audacity has its own format, and then you have to export it out to an a wave or whatever. And there's a encoder that does that. But we like it didn't used to be like your mixer is a Zoom.
Yes.
And the digital recorder that I use, the external digital recorder that I used to use, was a Zoom. So those were always going to be in sync because it's made by the same company. I don't know who makes the digital recorder inside the Rodecaster, but it's. Yeah, I've never had any syncing problems with Adam or with Scott. And Scott uses Audacity to give me his wave, and Adam uses his digital recorder files to give me wave files.
Yeah.
And when I used, I'm trying to think. When I did guest on the show, I usually just pull the audio from Zoom. I use Zoom to record their audio, and I pull their audio there. And because Zoom will do independent audio from everyone. And that's when it becomes important to have that sync track so that you can sync them up. Because they presumably won't be there from the beginning of the show. And her current ass chap is syncing with a co-host in Holland.
I don't think it matters where they are, though.
Yeah, it's just what equipment they... It literally all boils down to if you have two pieces of equipment that won't record at the same... Because believe it or not, even though waves and AIFFs and MP3s, everything, all of those are standards, there's still a fuck ton of wiggle room inside those standards. Your encoder recognizes silence and writes it out like a millisecond less than somebody else's silence. It's never going to matter when you're compressing MP3 like music and stuff where there is no silence, right? Or it's such a tiny difference that you won't notice it until, you know. But podcasts have a tendency to go on for a long time, and so then you do notice it over time. What was it? It's like there was one... Elvis show a couple of weeks ago where like Scott answered me before I asked the question because I had his audio off in one second.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like he answered yes and then I asked the question. It was like, you know, he said yes before I finished the question. But I had, that was an editing issue. That was, I had slid his track and then I slid it back and I didn't catch the piece that I clipped there.
Isn't it funny that now that we're releasing the pre and post or whatever. Now my brain is telling me, well, this isn't an interesting enough conversation for the people who are listening to the pre. It's like, now I need a Trello for the pre-show. What am I going to talk about on the pre-show?
No. That should never happen.
You know, interesting, not interesting at all, but we're talking about audio.
Yes.
Pocket Casts must do a lot of caching of stuff because... when I update stuff on that feed that you and I were creating, it does not update in my Pocket Cast app. I assume in a few days, maybe, and I don't really want to clear the cache on the app because I'm afraid I might lose stuff like where I'm at in my current podcast and stuff like that. But even when I go in, like they have a thing where you can like refresh album art. And I keep trying to do that, and it will not refresh to the new album art, no matter what I do. And then when I resubscribed, I unsubscribed and resubscribed, and I had all the old test episodes and the new ones that you posted. So it's like caching like crazy.
What did you think of the new sexy logo?
I love it. It's
Did I capture the spirit of a button?
You did. What hotel did you go to?
I didn't. That is handmade in Photoshop.
Because I don't want to check in there. You know, no hotels with the floor 13. We don't want that.
That is a handmade logo, my friend, in Photoshop, built from the ground up.
See, I mean, I know you believe me. Well, you can't even see that.
No, I totally believe you. It's like, in matter of fact, when I refreshed mine this morning, it had the two episodes that I deleted.
See, it's the PowerPress logo.
Yep, I see it. Yeah. My Podcast Addict, which I love Podcast Addict, by the way. If you haven't tried Podcast Addict, I highly suggest you try it.
I mean, I would, but I really like Pocket Cast for the most part. And because I don't usually run into scenarios where I'm trying to test a feed. It just sucks at testing a feed because it caches stuff, I guess. But the thing that I do with it that you may be able to do with Podcast Addict, I don't know, but they have a cloud thing where it will sync. So if you have multiple devices, like I could have my tablet with it on there. I could have a couple of different phones, and it syncs even where you are in the recording. So, and even if you let's say you change phones, like you buy a new phone or whatever, when you install it, you log in, and then it automatically downloads everything that was on your other phone and puts you exactly where you were in the recordings.
Nice.
So I have to pay for that though, but it's a good feature. So if I switch, I have to do that. Experience it again because this is my broken.
You haven't gotten your
phone.
New one yet?
I have, but I'm a procrastinator.
But don't you need to send the old one back to get the credit?
I do, yeah. I'm gonna. I shouldn't even bring it up. Mark keeps telling me every day, he's like, when are you gonna do that? When are you
gonna
do it? When
I'm
are you
gonna.
Gonna? And I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm gonna do it. He's like, Boyfie, you're gonna forget. You're not gonna do it, and then you're gonna be charged, and then you're just gonna be like, well, I bought two, I guess. And you're just gonna.
Are
keep
you on
it.
Original?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever that thing we did the other day
is working. Now.
Is working. So.
No,
so,
yeah. I felt like here. I think what it is, I just have your volume down because there's like I felt like you were ducking, but it's probably just the volume. I do. Teleconference, Zoom, not Zoom. What the fuck am I trying to say? I do meetings all day long in Microsoft Teams. And people are shouting at their laptops, so I always have that volume down because people are always shouting at me.
Your audio just did something really weird that I've never heard before, and I can't even describe it. I would have to like play it back for you. It must have been a Zoom glitch or something, but it was like really weird.
Okay.
Anyone listening to the stream, but I no one's listening to the stream because Cyclone's in the Discord, so.
It's true.
It'll be on the recording, though.
You know what? Yeah, it'll be on the recording. I'll have to listen to it on the recording.
Yeah, you can listen back on
All the people listening to this on the recording will be like, what the fuck is Adam talking about? There was no weird noise. Now you're going to make me have to go in and post and put in a weird noise.
No, there
Just so
there
that you don't
one.
Seem like you're crazy.
I think there's no helping that at this point. But no, there'll be noise. Trust me, there will be noise.
It's there.
So what are we talking about? So I don't really have I don't really have much, and I feel like all my stuff is starting to be repeaty. But I put Amazing Race on there because I know you said you wanted to talk about it. And I did watch it last night. Also, I put one little small thing, but it's just a thing that came
email
to my
versus
mind.
Audio. Yeah, yep. I see that.
I don't really have any life stories this week. Nothing happened.
I put a TV talk thing there because I didn't want to just talk about the Amazing Race. I also wanted to talk about Next and Discovery Season 3. And
I made chicken spaghetti last night, and it's probably not.
Do I look like Joe Batanz?
No. I actually made it for throwing down. But see, nobody's...
That's what I'm saying.
People have to pay for that. And I'm assuming, well, maybe you have the feed. Maybe he gave you the feed. But
I do not have the feed.
You want some tea? Well, we're on the stream, aren't we? I don't know if this is private, but people will find this out eventually.
Okay, spill the tea.
Apparently... Mike Lawson has officially quit catching up. That's the tea.
So Mike Lawson has caught up.
He has. There will be.
He is no longer catching up. He has caught up.
Yeah, they're caught up, I guess. I don't know.
That's how, you know, I am no longer a practicing homosexual. I've perfected it.
I don't know a lot of backstory. I just know that Joe told me that Mike quit. So. There will be no more catching up.
Okay.
That's the tea. I guess that's not really tea. That's just kind of a fact.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really it's not even accurate, right? There could be more catching up. There's no more catching up with Mike and Joe, unless Joe finds another person named Mike to catch up with.
Well, I don't think he has an intention of keeping the show going without Mike.
I would venture to say, and this is just a guess. This is just an outright guess. But people tend to like you to do the things that they want you to do. And I would say the majority of Joe's network is built upon reality shows, like drag reality shows and stuff. And so the bulk of his audience wants to hear stuff about drag queens and reality competitions and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas catching up with Mike and Joe probably isn't that.
No, but I don't get the impression that Mike was like looking at the stats and going, oh, we're not getting enough listeners, I'm quitting.
No, I'm saying that's probably why Joe wouldn't replace it. It's just because it's not. He could put on another drag or reality show.
Speaking of spilling the tea, he's putting something in its place called The Tea or Spilling the Tea or...
Okay.
He has some show already called Tea Reality. Sure. I don't know.
Reality is where they smoke crystal meth, I'm assuming. Is that
I don't know what they do.
Is that like that party with a capital T? I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's interesting.
What is interesting? We all want to know what's it. We like interesting things. Tell us something that's interesting.
Let me see if I click on my video. Okay. Hold your mouse button down and then drag your mouse button.
Yeah, I can move your video around.
I never knew that. What's the purpose? Oh, you can rearrange.
Yes. So that if you don't like being like, I always have you up on top so that because you're closer to the webcam that way.
Well, I mean,
so
I prefer to be on top.
Well, that's fine.
So that's... So wait, so does that mean like if I have 40 people in like the Pride 48 thing, I could drag them to the order that I wanted them to be in?
Yes. And you can see
if
they're...
I have never known that.
You can also release it. What?
But they won't stay because if a new person joins,
all right, so
it'll screw it up.
All right, go up to view, click on view, and you'll see that there's options. So you can follow the host video order, so you can tell people to follow your order, and then that way, every time you make a change as the host, it would change on everyone's screen. So that way you could bring the people that you're talking to up into the front, you know, to the front page or whatever.
Well, I don't get that option because I'm not the host, but...
No, I'm saying, but you see where it says follow host, so you can tell people, it's like, you don't see it?
No, it says speaker view, gallery view, release video order, or full screen.
Oh, well then,
I'm saying
mine says follow host's video order, which must mean that you have a video order that I can follow.
I'm not the host. You called me.
Did I?
I think it just means you want everyone to follow host's order.
Oh, okay. Where am I on yours?
You're at the top. Now you're at the bottom.
Ah, so see? So you could do it on your video. If you were the host, you could force everyone to see your order of videos. But so now, now I'm going to rearrange it. Now I'm going to put like that. The switch on yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So that way you can control.
But the question still is, well, take it off. I don't want to follow your order.
I did.
I want to do whatever I want to do.
You can't tell me what to do.
I may want you on the left. Can I do that? Can I make the window?
I don't know.
Let me see.
You have to make your windows.
Oh, and then I can put you
make
on the
your
left
window.
Or the right. Yeah, oh, there. Yeah. Look at that.
Make your window smaller.
But then I can't. I don't want you on the... I want you... I want top
I don't
bottom.
Want you either, Adam. Screw you, Adam.
I don't want you there.
You would deny me being there?
I want you above me.
Oh.
Instead of to the left. Because
So that way you could be the window.
I need that other side for Discord.
That way you could be the wind beneath my wings?
Yeah. Actually, normally I would prefer to be the top.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Yeah. Mark got some... So because of Prime Day, he ordered a couple of things.
Oh, wait. First, before we go any further, did Mittens get his tooth fixed?
He did.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's so funny. I'm so stupid sometimes. He opened his mouth. And, you know, his teeth are not pearly white. Let's just say that. I mean, I'm not saying they're horrible, but they're not.
They're not as bad as mine.
They're not pearly white is all I'm going to say. I'll just put it that way. And so he opened. I'm like, oh, let me see. I'm like, which one is it? And he showed me and I'm like, well, since it's brand new, shouldn't it be really white? And he's like, no, they match the color of your existing teeth. Otherwise, it would look stupid. And I'm like, Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
You wouldn't want like a shiny, white, brand new porcelain looking, you know, whatever.
That's right.
So they have like yellowed coffee tooth, you know, I mean, they must have these like, you know, they must have this whole like grid, you know, coffee tooth, Mountain Dew tooth, you know,
shades. I know. All right. So for people who don't know, my teeth are stained.
You had a
off-white.
Fluoride incident.
No, it was, my mother was on tetracycline when she was pregnant with me. And so my adult teeth came in stained. And for many years, there was nothing you could do about it. But then there was one bleach like that you had to get from the dentist that would make a little bit. And so they would like check the shades on it. And so this is actually several shades lighter than it used to be. But that bleaching stuff was like thousands of dollars. So I didn't continue it any further. I'm like, you know what?
If you're really
I've never had a cavity. I've never had a cavity in my mouth, and yet my teeth are slightly gray. It's like, yeah.
What famous people do? They actually get those caps.
Right. My brother also, his teeth came in stained because he's around the same age as me. And he did that. He actually had the caps done on his teeth. And it's like, Adam, they have to grind your teeth down.
Oh, I know. That's
and
what they did.
I could never in my life do that. No,
that's what they did to Mark for his crown. I didn't even think about it, but when the temporary one came off, he showed me, and it was just a little nub of a tooth. It was a little tooth nub. It's like, no wonder they're afraid that you're gonna like crack that or something. There was barely any tooth left. They had ground it down. And I asked him, because this is very common, when he went for the root canal. See, I thought they were going to do some drilling or grinding or something in the root canal. And I said, you know, did you smell like something burning and see like smoke coming up out of your mouth? Because normally when they do that teeth grinding, it's not really smoke. It's like your tooth, you know, vaporizing or whatever. Yes. But he said, no, I didn't. But then when he came back from getting the crown, he said, yeah, I saw that today, and I smelled, like, burning, like smoke or whatever. So, yeah, he had a little tooth nub. And then
enough. I don't like talking about dental stuff. Ugh.
Tonight, when you sleep, have you ever had that dream where all your teeth fall out?
No, I never have.
I have, and that is a very common, I was listening to a podcast, and they had a list of most common nightmares. I'm going to look this up.
Well, maybe that's because you're concerned about your smile. Like, you prize your smile, which I don't prize my smile because of the tetracycline staining. So
I don't know. I do.
Not a fear of mine. Like, you know, getting all my teeth knocked out is not a fear of mine.
Oh, but this tooth, you can't tell on the webcam, but one of my teeth is just slightly discolored because when I was in high school, we went out on a bike ride. And I fell off my bike and I hit my tooth. And it either bled inside of it or something. It didn't completely die because the dentist said it was okay, but it discolored it from the inside. So there was like nothing we could do. But it's slightly a different color. So I don't know. Maybe there's a bleach.
Yeah, I notice it all the time.
Yeah, you probably haven't.
No, I don't.
Okay,
I
here's don't a... It doesn't... I mean, it's not that bad, so it's not even something I think about. But I do have that. So here they are. Here's a most common nightmares. Mm-hmm. Falling is 64.7%.
Falling.
Being chased is 63%. Death is 54%. Feeling lost, 52%.
I've never dreamt of being dead.
Or of dying. Of dying. No, death. Or of someone dying. Maybe.
Can't say that I've done that.
Just death in general.
No, but I've had that thing that you had that you were talking about on the Geeky Gay once.
What did I say? What did I talk about?
You're awake, but you're still asleep.
Oh my God, that is horrible.
And you're trying to wake yourself up. And you're just like, maybe if I can force myself to roll, I can roll off the bed. And it's just like, maybe that'll wake me up. And it's like,
no, not only that, I have rolled off the bed to wake myself up. I seriously have rolled myself off the bed. Uh-huh. And fallen on the floor, and then I woke up.
Yep. Yes, thank you, TV.
It is the craziest thing. It is crazy.
It's called sleep paralysis.
And it's happened to me more than once, but it hasn't happened recently. In fact,
TB in the chat room wrote that before I said that, but I was going to say that.
The last time, anyway, teeth falling out is 34%.
That's weird.
On this particular, I mean, I don't know that they were.
I don't know that.
I don't know they were reading the same. You know, there may be multiple surveys out there.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not having dreams as often now, and I'm wondering if it's just because I'm smoking more pot at night. Like, maybe that's interfering with my dreams. I don't know.
Oh, I never remember my dreams, like ever. But I the only time I do is like when I have that one, because literally
sleepwalking is the fucking worst. So I have only sleepwalk a few times.
Oh Lord, a sleep paralysis demon. Well, I don't have one of those.
And one of the times that I sleepwalk was when I was sleeping with Adam, and we were in Florida at Universal at Cabana Bay. We had a suite there.
You mean when you pee in the bathtub?
Yeah, I have no memory of peeing in the bathtub. That was like.
Well, are you thinking? Are you sure that was sleepwalking though? Because I mean, you could have been.
I have no memory of doing it.
It's really, I know I've said this a million times, it's really strange to see your friend walk into the, and think, why?
It was a split bathroom, so the toilet was on the left, the tub was on the right, I went to the right.
Thinking, why is he walking into the bathtub room, whatever you want to call that, and then you start hearing the noise of water hitting the bathtub, and you're like, oh. One time, Maddie got really drunk. I mean, Maddie got drunk a lot of times.
Yes. But oftentimes live streaming.
But we were at friend's house in Florida. And Maddie got really drunk and we went to bed and he got up and I don't know if he was sleepwalking or if he was just so drunk. I'm not really sure. But anyway, he went into their office and peed in their trash can. And I was so embarrassed, and they were asleep. They were like in bed. It was late at night. Everyone had crashed. And he went back to bed, and luckily they had a trash bag in the trash can. And so I took the trash bag and like gingerly went outside and found their big trash can that they like pulled out to the road. I like dumped the pee out, put the bag in their big trash can, found another trash bag, put it back.
What are you like going through their cabinets in the middle of the night? There must be other trash bags here somewhere.
Or maybe I did. Maybe I just, I don't remember. But all I know is I took the pee out, got rid of the evidence, threw away the trash bag because I knew it would smell horrible, cleaned up any, you know, pee spray, and...
Yeah. So the other time that I remember sleepwalking was I was in California. It was a BlizzCon. I was by myself and I had this, I remember the dream was something about like, you know, me leaving the hotel room or whatever. And I kind of woke up right as the hotel door shut behind me. I'd like literally walked out into the hall and locked the door behind me. It's like, so now I'm just standing in the hall.
Do you sleep naked?
No, you know, I don't sleep naked.
I don't know. I mean,
but I sleep in my underwear. So it's like my underwear and a t-shirt. So I'm like standing out in the hall in an underwear and a t-shirt. And I had to go down to the front desk. And of course, I have no ID or anything. So I have to basically look, I walked out of the room. I don't know how I did it, but all my IDs, and you have to like tell them it's like, this is my room number. And they'll like ask you some questions.
You know what hotels should do? They should have like a question, a secret question that you have to answer on the little when you're reserving the room. That only you would know. Like,
I mean, there's so many easier ways to do it. Just be like, I can tell you where my wallet is in the bedroom, if in the room, and you can look at my ID. Just go open the door for me. I'll show you. It's just like, you know.
Like those security questions they have for like bank websites where they're like,
what was your third grade teacher's name?
Yeah, that. I don't remember. Who was my third grade teacher?
Oh. I had a lot of third grade teachers, so I'm just like, I don't know. I never know which one. I'm always scared that I'm going to put down like the wrong one. It was really, really weird because from like grades 1 through 4, all of my teachers were color names. So I had Mrs. Black, Mrs. Brown, Mrs. Green.
Mrs. Gray.
No, we had somebody, Mrs.
Actually, my first.
Therrington, which always sounded like a theremin to me. So it's like the start. Aww.
Yeah, that's exactly what they sound like. My first grade teacher was Miss White. Or Gray. Mrs. Gray. Gray. It was Gray. Proposed question, what is your dick size?
Preferred?
And then you could show them. You could just be like, here it is. Measure. You'll know it's me.
Why don't you just put a little chip?
That means you have to be accurate.
Just embed a little RFID chip right here in my palm and just let me.
You can't give them the gay inches. You have to tell the truth. Otherwise,
I'm sorry. I can't let you have your wallet back. You said you had an 8-inch dick and it's only 6. So sorry.
No, I don't think I've ever sleptwalked. But I have. And the worst thing about the sleep paralysis stuff is for me, it's also like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Where I'll think I wake up and I'm not awake. And then I'll think I woke up again and I'm still not awake.
Okay, this is
and
what
I'll
you have
think
to do.
I'm woke up again. It's been like 5 years since it's happened to me. It's been a long time. Oh, so
okay. Well, this is what you have to do.
What?
As soon as you realize that you are still asleep, and you realize that it's like, okay, I can't wake myself up, then you just kind of have to go with it. You're like, okay, well, I'm dreaming. So then it's like, I want to be in Hawaii. And it's like, and then you can like, and now I want to go fly to that mountain over there. And you like fly. It's like, so it's like, once you know you're dreaming, you're now actually conscious and dream, you know, not conscious, but as in awake, but I mean, you're cognizant of the fact that you're dreaming and now you're controlling it. And usually what happens is that you'll do something crazy. Like, you know, like, oh, I want to fly across the water or whatever like that. And you get like happy and whatever. And then you wake up because the adrenaline is just so it's like, so then it's like, God damn it. I was just flying.
I don't know if I would have that much control, but yeah, there's an idea.
No, but I'm saying once you know that you know what? The hardest thing about lucid dreaming is figuring out that you're dreaming. Like it's like everyone that, you know, cause I've read a couple of like books on lucid dreaming and stuff. Cause it's always been fascinating. But what people like, it's one of those things is like the trick is to realize that you're dreaming. And then they have all kind of tricks that they play, you know, like they do this, they force themselves to get into the habit of always looking at their hands. It's just like constantly looking at their hands because apparently when you're dreaming, your hands don't look right when you, they move weird in a weird kind of a way, or they train themselves to like constantly, like all throughout the day and all throughout their normal life to just constantly say, am I dreaming? I wonder if I'm dreaming. Am I dreaming? And it's just like, you just like one of those, TV's saying like maybe even some kind of cue where you like play a piece of audio, you know, on a time, you know, like you basically have some kind of MP3 play at a given time or whatever that like triggers you and whatnot. But yeah, that's the hard. But once you realize you're dreaming, then it's pretty easy to take control. The problem with it is, like I said, is that you can wake yourself up because, you know, you're basically like doing crazy shit.
Yeah, I would think once you know you're dreaming that you're gaining consciousness. You know what I mean? Like And so eventually that's going to wake you up. At the very least, you may slip out of REM sleep.
Well, I mean, if you're, the problem, yeah, I'm just saying.
So you may not be getting good sleep.
My result, I've managed to lucid dream about twice in my life. So just twice. And both times it was very short lived because, you know, I was flying and it was just like, this is so cool. Oh shit, I'm awake. And it's just like, you know, so it's just kind of like one of those, it was a very short-lived thing. I'm sure if you could get yourself to the point of doing it consistently, then, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to draw the obvious analogy between, you know, other things that you may want to have over time learned how to postpone. Yeah.
What? You froze? You froze for a second visually, and so it distracted me. It might have, like I said, you know, my Zoom does weird things. It might have been me. Other things you want to delay?
All right. So, well, like when you're a kid and you're first learning to masturbate, and you learn how to like not come immediately every single time you touch your dick.
Okay.
Right? It's like I'm saying, same with lucid dreaming. You could probably teach yourself to like
not to wake up
for a while. Yeah.
You and I talked about these Kegel exercises.
Yes. Are you not doing your Kegel exercises?
Because I can't make myself do things like for a long sustain. I'm very much a project starter Yeah. And not a finisher. Like, I don't have
See, that's the willpower. Here's the thing. You can do Kegels at any point. You can do them while you're sitting. You can do them while you're standing. You can do them in a conference call. You can do one. It's like, so what I did to get myself in the habit of doing them is I had an alarm on my phone that just went off. It didn't have any title to it or whatever. It was just an alarm that went off every day at like 11:30. Cause I knew that 11:30, I'd probably be at my desk and, you know, that it would be easy to just, okay, oh, that's right. And then you just do 10. It's that you just do 10.
It also doesn't feel very comfortable once you get to 10. Like it
right. But little, it will, that's the whole like, point. You're building a muscle. Oh. You're building the actual, the whatever that muscle is called.
I'm going to have a sore keeg on the next day.
You won't have a sore keeg the next day.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, you want to try to get 10, but if you can't make it at 10, then stop. And then it's like, then the next day you'll get to 10. But I'm just saying, just set an alarm. Set an alarm that says something like, I don't know.
And sometimes, you know, I'll
frappe.
Kind of make a face. You couldn't really have a, like, be on a conference call and do it because you kind of, you know, it's kind of forceful and like you're, it would change your,
Don't talk while you're doing it. It's not like you should do it while you're giving a presentation on the phone, but in a lot of times I'm just listening to stuff like
and the KPIs for
especially if they're sharing a screen or something, they're not going to see your video. It's going to be a little tiny little thing down at the bottom somewhere. So it's like if somebody else is sharing a PowerPoint, that's the prime Kegel timeout.
I saw a video that Joe in Dallas shared with me, and it was someone had set up one of those flesh jack things right below their laptop. They had like built a special holder for it and they were in it. And I'm sure this is not real. I'm sure they were doing this for pornographic purposes. I don't think they really do this, but they were pretending to be like on a Zoom call.
Right.
And they had complete like business attire on the top.
Except they were fucking a flesh
jack. And they were fucking a flesh jack while being on this Zoom call.
Right. Yeah. And this is completely unrealistic because those things are loud.
Oh, that's, like that's true.
They're not very stealthy. It's just like they're very loud.
You could do it. I mean, and a lot of times, actually, I'll be on Zoom calls and I don't like to turn on my video. Because I just don't really like to turn on my video. So I could leave my video off and be on mute if it wasn't a meeting that I was participating in. But what if you're like close to climax and like someone asked you a question? Like, Adam, what do you think about that? And, you know, and you're like, you're almost there.
What do I think? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know.
TB has had sex while on a conference call multiple times. Wait, what?
BC, as I like to call it, before COVID.
All right, wait. Prior to COVID. So he's like, he's had sex while on a conference call multiple times. Like, were you working from home or were you at the office? Because there's a big difference between you having sex with someone in the office conference room and a conference call. And, you know, basically.
I'm going to say he was at home.
One is a way hotter story. Last minute conference call.
So what? Sex was already happening and then...
Not in the office, yes. Okay.
And then someone's like, I need a conference call right now. And you're like, oh, crap, I'm right in the middle of... Okay, I'm not going to turn video on.
All right. I guess we'll just go with what we got. We got some TV stuff. Looks like a lot of TV stuff. You can talk about your email thing. We need to come up with a show promo for the other people, the other shows.
I muted myself. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And then also, but we can do that after the show. And then also, we need to, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Did you pull the clip that you were going to?
I have two clips.
Okay, good.
So actually, I could actually add one more for that. And then in the contact, I'll do the other one, but I have two. So, I'll do this, I'll do this one. This is a very small one, but I'll just put it there anyway.
Oh, I'm wrong. Daniel's wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's one of my clips. We already talked about it. But,
all right. You pull it over. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get, and that does look like Dora, doesn't it? I'm going to go get a beverage and then we'll get started.
Why, Dora? Wait, the dick appointment was scheduled? So I don't know a lot about you, TB, so I don't even know if you have like a partner, boyfriend, whatever, but like, was this like a, you had asked someone to come over on Grindr and they were on their way, and then, or do you schedule sex with your partner? It's like, honey, it's on the calendar for 5 o'clock. We have to do it now. I have yoga at 5:30. We have to go. And then I'm cooking dinner. I have to walk the dog. There's laundry to do. Oh, sorry. I'm projecting. This is... Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. In the past, a long time ago, I've gone over to people's houses and they've been like, oh, yeah, I'm working from home. And their laptop is open and they were like, you know, doing PowerPoint slides or something right before I got there. It's like, okay, let's go.
What?
No, it's just, I can't, I really, it's never, don't worry about it.
I should have brought backup.
There was too much said while you were gone for me to like replay the whole thing.
Oh no, it's okay. I'll hear it later.
Yeah, you will. Well, do you listen to the whole thing?
No, not the whole thing, but I know now that I know that there's something I should listen for.
Well, it's not that. It's not really even that interesting. It's just that to repeat all of that would not be worth.
All right, you know this. I'm really weird. I'm really weird about.
I know you're really weird.
That's stuff. True. And so I oftentimes will listen back to shows that I not only recorded with you, so I was there for that, and then I edited them, which means I was there for that, and then I listened to them after everything's been done. Sometimes just to make sure that everything sounds right.
Whereas me, I am a perfectionist, but the way I get around that is if I don't listen, then I never know there was a problem. If I listen, I'm like, oh crap, that sounded distorted, or oh, I hear the air conditioner in that. So, oh no, I'm too quiet there. And then I obsess about it. If I just release it to the wild and don't worry about it, you know, because I've got good equipment here. I'm working with good equipment. So even if it's a shitty recording, it's still going to be better than most people's. So, you know.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
Speaking of, no, you know, is all I had. That's all I got. Good.
Great. That's where it stops. Yes. What?
Nothing.
You said, you know what? And I
was like, no, I said, you know, it was like a like. That was just one of those. What was the word for it? There was a word for like. Like if you say like a lot. There's a word for that.
A verbal crutch or something like that?
That wasn't the word I was looking for, but yeah, that's a similar word. We'll go with that. You know was just a verbal crutch at that moment. I haven't posted Geeky Gay yet.
Uh-oh. Do you need to do that now?
I'm going to do it right now. Did you know, by the way, that you can clone those posts and then just change the info?
Yes.
Okay.
I have used WordPress before, yes.
Well, that's a plugin. So you can't do that in a vanilla WordPress install.
Okay. I don't know if you saw the highly detailed show notes that I wrote.
No.
They're basically like, it's the pre-show. It's the post-show.
I did not look that far into it. So when I refreshed Pocket Cast, I was like, you know what? He did not delete those. He said he was going to clean it up, and he didn't do it. I've still got those episodes in my feed. So then I did load it just to look and see, and you had cleaned it up. But I didn't click on them and, like, you know, look at them. Let's see. Today's the 16th.
So we definitely have contact. Did you want to talk about your...
contact is the...
Did you want to talk about your email versus audio before or after contact?
It doesn't matter to me. You can move things however you want.
Wow. Look at you being all like passive aggressive.
No, I'm serious. It really doesn't matter to me. No, that was a serious save image as.
We should probably put a...
we'll do that.
Is email versus audio small?
Everything I've got tonight is small.
Is Daniel's wrong small?
Yes.
Is that a topic or is that just something you're going to play?
No, it's the clip. It's the Star Trek.
Right. But you're not going to play that during contact. You're going to play it.
No, just any time.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a callback to the last episode.
We could end the show. We could end the show with it. What I'm trying to say.
We could. Yeah.
All right. So, email versus audio. Is that a topic?
That's a topic.
Okay. That's why we have labels, Adam. So,
what? There's a label topic? I mean, there's a topic label.
Small means it's a small topic.
Okay, but.
If it was part of the contact, then you just wouldn't put a tag on it, and I would just leave it under contact. And I was like, "Oh, it's something you're going to do during the contact."
Daniel, if you could, update our Confluence page, and put the procedure in there for our backlog grooming process, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, just because it's swim lanes doesn't mean that this is like a Kanban board. There is no backlog here. It's just.
Well, there is kind of a backlog because that
it's potential show topics.
That first column is a backlog.
We don't ever have to do any of them, though. So a backlog implies that you eventually have to do them.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes we're like, you know what? We're not going to do that anymore. Fuck it. And that's what we say. We're like, fuck it. We're not doing that one.
But fuck it. But agilely.
Uh-huh. Okay. It is now posted. There is a... Oh, here we go. Has happened with my WordPress plugin that tweets my every time I do a post. It has now stopped doing it.
Oh, do you have something to write down with? Something to write with?
Never, but I can. Okay.
Larry Vader wonders why his "I've got a lot to say" is not on the /shows page on Pride 48.
I've got a lot to say.
Yes,
I don't even know what that is.
That's his second podcast. It's like if you go over to the lfc.online or whatever,
because I do not seek out podcasts and then add them to pride48.com. There, mm-hmm. when you register for an account, mm-hmm. there is a submit my show. So it's not like I go in every day and I'm like, oh, what LGBT podcast am I going to add today? No.
Adam, I'm just the messenger. I am merely the messenger here. I pasted the link to his other show.
I could tell you the reason it's not there because he didn't add it.
Well, that does not surprise me at all, but I'm just saying I've now told you.
Like when you
also, you know, this is what happens when you don't show up for the Archer gangbang is that they all like, oh, well, you'll tell Adam this. Will you tell Adam that? So Adam, also Archer wonders why it's not tweeting after his show is post.
Probably because that hasn't never been set up for his show. Because sometimes I forget.
I told him because it was probably because you were working on a bot to do that for
that
you.
That too.
And then you spilled the beans on your recent on your recent geeky gay by going like, well, I didn't pay for it. Now I'm going to pay for it.
Well, I mean, I'm still working on the bot. I'm actively working on it. Like it now is able to query the database.
I'm just saying, I tried to run interference for you. And
it was a very complicated, it wasn't a complicated query, but I'm not good at queries, but Mark is really good at queries. So he helped me with, because there were like 5 left inner joins. I mean, who knows? Like, I don't know all that, because you know, WordPress and how they want to lay out their database. I'm done. We can start. But
do you need a drink? Do you need a beverage? Do you need anything?
I have one. I need to format my SD card because
I had to do that.
I have a few things on there and I have had it happen recently. I was recording and then it didn't even tell me. It just stopped recording because it ran out of time. Oh, Lord. Let's see. Oh, hold on. Let me just.
Hi, my name is Ray and on yesterday my daughter called me.
I think that's all I need, just in case, just to be. Okay, I'm now recording.
Tonight, on a very special mix. What was that?
That's the ending theme. The beginning is on zero volume. The beginning is this. Tonight, on a very special episode of But First, we're going to talk about how whiny Nicole is. How we really don't want to retweet Archer's episodes. How we like to have sleep paralysis. But first, my timing was off. I used to do that. I used to do that beforehand to get the timing just right. and I would record it, edit it, and then put it in the Dropbox and pull it into my soundboard. And then I'm like, you know what? For our five listeners, like, it's not worth it. Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Are we ready?
Yep. I'm recording.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Hi, I'm Daniel.
That's the wrong show.
Oh, okay. Fine, I had the wrong soundboard loaded. All right, here we go.